I'd like to call to order a meeting of the Economic Development Subcommittee of the Employee and Communication, Community Relations Committee of Sylvania City Council. It's March 2nd, 2015, at 6:17 p.m. Present are council members Lukey, Capellini, Hussman, Mishka, Hanem, Westfall, and Frye, Mayor Stow, Mr. Aller, Mr. Sanford, Chief Rodas, and Brian Buckey from The Blade. We're here tonight to discuss potentially amending Community Investment Area Number 7, but we also want to take an opportunity to have a broader discussion about our CRA areas, the status of those, and just kind of a broader context set before we specifically talk about CRA Number 7. I don't think it's my intention to necessarily make any recommendations tonight. This is really more for information. I think we want to have a good discussion tonight about the CRA concept, then possibly reconvene in 6 weeks or so to maybe make a recommendation. I assume there may be some questions for the administration that we'd want to have Leslie come back and respond to as well. So if we make more progress than that, we can certainly take action, but I don't necessarily know, believe that that's what we're working toward tonight. So that said, I'll turn it over to Leslie to kind of walk us through where we are. I think members of council did get some background this morning, and I think Leslie has some more for us this evening.
Thank you, Mr. Lukey. I know that we have some new members on council since we've previously gone through this process back in 2013. So I'll just quickly summarize what was in the memo that I sent out over the weekend. The city has 8 pre-94 CRAs and 1 post-94 CRA. That's an important distinction based on what is required by the statute for the property owners regarding making the school district in which the area is located whole, so to speak. The city, just for your information, for historical background, even though we have two areas that received, or one is still receiving, an abatement in a pre-94 CRA, but the city owned the property, so as a condition of that sale, they required the schools to be made whole. Those are both in CRA number 8 so far. In 2013, there were two amendments made to CRAs number 6 and 8. Number 8 is kind of the downtown, and number 6 is along Alexis Road. And I have maps. Does anyone need a map? You all have yours? Okay. And I have the expanded areas of CRA number 6 and 8 as well. And in looking at the CRA expansion of CRA number 6, Dr. Dillon's new project is in that area, so he's all set for his. So,
do you need a map, Mayor?
Okay. Sure. Let's see. So the next one that we would want to talk, that I just want to discuss with you, and so that you can consider whether or not it's appropriate to make any changes to the terms or the boundaries, is CRA number 3. And that area is south of Main Street, towards Holland, Sylvania. And I have a proposed working map to pass out, so you can take a look at it. And the boundaries would be expanded to include the, thank you, to include our one pre or post 94 CRA, which is Dr. Esplin's property, and then continuing over and including the South Briar Shopping Center and also the new church property that we are in the process of purchasing. So I know this area was looked at for expansion back in 2013 when the other two were amended. But with the city's purchase and with the increase in construction and development around that area, we thought it was prudent to take another look at it. As part of the statute permits two amendments to pre-94 CRAs before you have to start complying with the post-94 CRA rules. The expansion of the boundaries and the amendment of the terms would count as two amendments. So we can no longer amend CRA number 6 or 8. Those two areas have had their amendments. We can't amend those anymore without invoking the post-94 rules.
You were talking a minute ago about CRA number 3.
Yes.
We do have the ability to make changes there.
Yes. Yep. Correct. That one has not been amended at all. Even though it was discussed in 2013, no action was taken.
I mean, I think I heard you say this CRA number 3 includes the property that the city has voted to acquire.
Correct. We're in the process of purchasing.
We have the intention of making annexation.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So the conceptually, the idea of extending CRA number 3 there
right.
would be to give the CRA benefits.
Mm-hmm.
To
that's correct.
Would we have to complete that annexation in advance of amending the CRA?
Correct. We can't extend our CRAs into any township.
Right. Got it.
And are you proposing in CRA number 3 extending it to any other parcel beyond the acquired parcel?
Yes. On the map, we have it's the only area that is CRA number 3 is the shaded in light blue part. And what we are proposing to expand it to is all of the property outlined in blue. So it's a pretty significant expansion.
And do you lose number 9 when you do that, or can you amend it later for another place?
Number 9, we can merge with. The Ohio Department of Development would permit us to merge the old CRA with the new CRA. It's limited territory, so
like you're kind of consuming
we are. That's correct. That is correct. But the Ohio Department of Development is permitting us to do that as part of this amendment to number 3.
But what happens to 9?
It just goes away. They're merged, right, exactly.
It becomes part of the original type CRA. It's
right.
Better, it's a better CRA than the new one.
Okay, so this is the boundary proposal. So let's, I'll talk about the different terms for a moment. Currently, our CRAs, the ones that haven't been amended, permit a six-year 100% abatement on any improvements. The CRAs number 6, 8, and 1 didn't have a boundary amendment, but it did have an amendment to the terms in 2013. Though abatement is significantly longer and I outlined this in the memo, but I'll just briefly go over it. For remodeling or construction of new dwellings containing not more than 2 family units and upon a $3,000 investment, that you can receive a 15-year abatement. More than 2 family units and a $10,000 investment is also a 15-year abatement. New commercial structures, 10-year abatement, and for mixed use, it's a 15-year abatement. So the length of the abatement was significantly increased as well, and we would propose for your consideration adopting those new terms in CRA number 3 to make it consistent with 1, 6, and 8 as well. All right. Any questions? Okay. All right. I think that is really all that I had. I just wanted to provide kind of an overview of the CRA and start thinking about CRA number 3 as we move forward with the purchase and annexation of the church property. I don't know if anyone has any questions or remember, you know, I know it's been a while since we've thought about it and talked about it, so.
Leslie, you said that 6 and 8 have been complete, essentially, that they cannot have any other CRA
correct.
Action taken on them.
Correct.
Those are the only two that have then, or are there other ones as well?
That's just six and eight, or we can't amend anymore. One, we could amend one more time.
And what about three after this?
Three after this, we wouldn't be able to amend it anymore.
And nine goes away, but does that mean we still have access to nine if we ever wanted to?
I think we would prefer to have it three. This was a pre-94 CRA, so the abatement and the terms are much better. Yeah. So we would still have, if we made the proposed changes to CRA number three, we would still have two, four, and seven still available for any future amendments or expansion.
And Leslie, you said that the post-94s are not as good as the pre-94s. What exactly are the differences between the post and the pre?
The main difference, well, there's two main differences, really. In a pre-94 CRA, you apply for the abatement once all of the improvements have been completed. We have the final construction costs, everything. In a post-94 CRA, you have to reach an agreement with the schools, and also every agreement in the CRA, or every application rather, is required, but you have to reach an agreement with the developer and the city before you dig one shovel. And that, we created CRA number nine in the Sylvania Vet, along that portion of Holland-Sylvania Road, but there have been no applications for that territory since we created it 12 years ago or so. So the timing is one, and also the school. The post-94 CRAs require the property owner or the entity seeking the abatement to make the schools whole for any property tax that they would lose if the abatement is granted. The pre-94 CRAs don't have that requirement.
Now, we have the council has the discretion to require that.
Right.
Right.
If we choose.
And we have.
Depending on the development.
Correct.
The biggest difference between the pre-94 and the post-94 is the pre-94, we're in control of those. The post-94, we share control
with the schools.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And number nine is a pre-94?
Post.
It's post-94.
It's the only post-94 CRA that we have.
So by making three expand, we've effectively made the territory into a pre-94.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
Leslie, can you talk about the Sylvania Township CRA that's located within the city limits? I know that's an area that I think we would anticipate over the next 10 or 15, that area down there along King Road, where we're going to, I think we have at least one or maybe two single family houses there.
Yeah, I think, Kevin, we talked with the county about this one, correct? I think this is an error on their map.
It's not within a current CRA?
That's the King Road one. There's been...
Yeah. I don't believe there was the maps. When those conversations were taking place, there were discussions on this land was going to be annexed, this land was going to be, and a lot of those discussions. And some of those maps, we're not convinced that area is actually in the CRA.
Are we convinced that the Sylvania Township, the part that's in the township, is in the CRA?
I believe that part is.
Those would be those new streets.
Right. Correct. New West, I believe, is one of them.
And the properties north of, again, along King Road, the properties north of Sylvania that are not where the CVS is now there. Those properties, the north, those go all the way to Kingston, right? Would include, is Kingston's in the city, right? Right up to there. So that, so the edge of that red line there is the Kingston property. Am I right about that? So the landscaping property is in the township.
Correct.
That's quite a bit to the north.
Yeah, it's further up.
Yeah.
If we're going to go towards that, we're going to come down from the north.
Well, or we could bridge it coming along, we could go further along Sylvania and capture that. The issue is whether, in my mind, is whether we have any interest in capturing that development on, potential development on King Road. The Kroger is on the south side of Sylvania.
Correct. Correct.
And then most of that north of Sylvania is, and west of King Road, most of that is residential.
Correct.
Except for the Andersons. Trying to think what else is along that frontage there. There's also...
There's a large medical facility just to the west of that.
Yeah.
Medical office.
And then beyond that, there's a storage facility.
Storage facility
in the city?
The east half of it, yes.
Yeah, a portion of it is.
I know we had some discussions with that other property owner to the west and north. Are those ongoing?
I'll say yes. We haven't had discussions for quite a while. There hasn't been anything occurring.
I mean, I think this is a, you know, one of my, I think when we talked about this last time, one of the things I was concerned about was capturing some of this property down here along Sylvania, particularly Saxon Square. I really, this is a significant improvement, I think, reflects, you know, some of those discussions. The other question I have is, we have this stretch along Monroe that isn't captured by a CRA currently on the south, across from, well, from
between 2 and 4.
Right, between 2 and 23.
Right.
I'd like to give some thought to that, and whether this would be an opportunity. Rather, this is a time we ought to be thinking about. Obviously, we could expand two at a later time. What's our time frame for acting on this? We have some specific developments that are in the works that we...
Well, we're just, as we move towards the purchase of the church, which we're just working through the contingencies and the purchase contract.
Right.
So I anticipate that will happen certainly by the end of the month, barring no big surprises. Then we'll move forward with the annexation, provided I think that's what we... what we talked about, and then we'll start with the official, prepare the legislation, and we can talk about the terms more and the boundaries if we want to expand.
So we're not, so...
There's no immediate rush.
We definitely have
time, but I just wanted to bring it up again so we weren't...
Is that thought on the church, is that going to be a, is that likely going to be a... reuse of the existing facility, or is that going to be a tear down and rebuild? Do we have any sense for that?
I
Mr. Architect?
I'll defer to the mayor.
We're evaluating asbestos contained in that building, plus I don't think the spaces are usable by the kind of tenants we want, so it's going to be a tear-down.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. So eventually we'll have, if it's done properly, we'll have a raw land valuation on that.
That is the intent.
Okay.
Okay, so that's kind of your little walkthrough.
Yes, yep, that is.
Do something for Sierra 7.
Yep. Can't read lips.
I apologize, Mr. Markey.
No, that's fine. We didn't talk about 7.
7, correct. Correct.
That's what we called the meeting.
Yep, and that was exactly the mayor's question. Yes, that was his question. In reviewing the expanded map for CRA 6, which is not depicted on this overall map yet, our new GIS coordinator is working on that and hopes to have it done by the end of the week. So once that is completed, I will get that out to you for your, so you, that you can have that. But in looking at the new map that was approved in 2013, Dr. Dillon's current project is contained in that CRA. So although I thought that we had to amend CRA number 7 to include that, we don't. CRA 6 covers his property. So we are all set. Yeah, sure. No.
CRA 6 now butts up against
correct.
CRA 7, correct?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
We had made a commitment to Dr. Dillon,
mm-hmm.
and we have already met that commitment.
Yep.
Previously.
Right.
And I'm not quite sure what the details are for that Dr. Dillon's project, but I drive by there, it looks like it's going to be quite
a nice
two-story
lobby space.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep, it
so
is. Yes. So we are all set on that. I apologize for the confusion on that.
What would you suggest in terms of this subcommittee moving
going forward?
Yeah, it sounds to me like we have a couple of months.
Yes.
Maybe before anything's really going to need to be discussed again.
Correct.
True.
Correct.
So would you suggest that we make a note to schedule another committee meeting?
Yep. I think that would be great.
April?
Yep, I think that will be great. And I can let you know as we proceed with the purchase and annexation, and we can go from there on the timing. But I think
right.
that middle of April sounds appropriate.
Right. And I guess I would encourage if any of the, not any, of either of the two new council members wanted to do a little bit more briefing,
mm-hmm.
you'd be willing
yep,
to do them
absolutely.
This is not absorbable in one sense.
No. It's
and also,
not.
Brian, if you wanted to see
yeah,
if you
absolutely.
This is something that's incredibly yeah. arcane, it's
mm-hmm.
very important.
Mm-hmm.
So, you might want to spend some time offline giving suggestions as well. It's part of the taxpayer's offer to you to provide that briefing at no charge.
Now, refresh my recollection. CRAs have to include some area of residential.
Correct.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And obviously, as we've redrawn CRA number 3, we've added a lot of residential.
That's right, yeah.
But the, I'll admit that most of my thinking about these CRAs is related to commercial development, more
mm-hmm.
so than residential redevelopment, although obviously there are some properties in the CRA number 3, some residential properties that we're going to have a high degree of interest in having them redeveloped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of some apartment complexes and
that's
and
correct.
Otherwise.
So yeah.
You know, if you listen to the development community here, there's a lot of discussion as well to what we call cottage commercial, right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of the homes, we're already seeing this with the spa that went in on the north part of Main Street. Main Street. There's a lot of interest in creating maybe some potential service business commercial uses out of some of the residential that we have in the CRA 3 area specifically. So, you know, there's some out-of-the-box kinds of projects that we might want to anticipate.
It'd be interesting to see if some of that, if there's some interest of that south of
mm-hmm.
on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
bridge those areas.
Correct.
And rather, we want to promote that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
These are, you know, I think as we think about amending these CRAs, you know, we did these, and these were created, what, 40 years ago now, right, or 30?
Some of them were in that 1989, 88,
okay.
In that area, in that time frame.
Well, we want to have a 50-year horizon looking forward as we think about amending these and
right.
the impact they're going to have on our, the opportunity we have to impact our
Correct.
Redevelopment going
right.
forward.
Yeah.
You know, we're not a city that is going to be plotting new development. We're looking at maintaining and improving our housing stock over
mm-hmm.
a significant period of time.
Okay.
That's correct.
Any other questions
Thank you.
For members of council? Less than
no.
any other comments?
No. Thank you very much.
We'll
I appreciate it.
We'll convene again in about 75 days.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That said, it's 6:45 and we're adjourned.